Newmarket citizens raised alarm as development commenced on the historic Union Hotel, but the town is assuring the public the heritage there is being preserved. Art and Development Group started work on the property this week after going through a heritage permit process to develop it, with plans to turn it into an office space. The work involves removing the brick veneer of the property that the developer has said is beyond repair, which garnered public concern. But the town responded that the restoration work is all approved and vetted through a heritage permit application process. I believe that heritage preservation has too often been overlooked and is important for building a complete and rich community, Mayor John Taylor said on social media. I believe when this work is done by the private owner, most people will agree it is a valuable addition to our corridor and community. This is an investment in our past and our future. Images of the work circulated on Facebook, garnering hundreds of comments as people question the preservation effort for the historic structure. Union Hotel, at the corner of Main Street and Davis Drive, is a circa 1882 building that York Region sold in 2019 and is associated with the early urban development of Newmarket. But the town responded that its Heritage Committee has reviewed all the proposed restoration work. It said the work includes roof replacement, removing the wood behind the brick veneer, and interior renovations. You can expect to see work on the building's exterior and interior, the town said in a release. The work will honor the historical structure of the building. Councillor Trevor Morrison thanked municipal staff for releasing a comment in response to the outcry. There has been a lot of communication and concern about its state right now, just the way it looks, he said at an August 23 council meeting. Art and Development Group could not be reached for comment about the latest work on the property before publication. But it previously said it fully intends to preserve the historic nature of the building and will assume all the costs for that. Blending old and new to coexist together and respecting heritage, Arton owner and president Dean Arton OC said. I see it as a place to bring people together in the community.